You are now tuned in to the Windy City Benders Podcast. This is WCBP.
All right, it's another edition of the WCBP Podcast presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, sponsored by DraftKings. And, well, this is a spur-of-the-moment episode. I have nothing planned. I have zero notes. If you're looking at YouTube, you can see my pad. It is completely empty. Tanner is on his honeymoon in Mexico. So I am riding solo this week, and I wasn't even going to do an episode because new season, which means there's a lot of to digest and go through given what we have seen so far. But going through the Twitterverse and just kind of seeing everybody, how they're reacting to this start of the season right now. I don't know. I think it needed a time for me to vent a little bit too about this team and about what is going on. I'm kind of a loss for words of what is going on with this season. You have seen this team who I still believe is a playoff caliber team. This is a team that is destined to make the playoffs if they can get things going. But right now, they're just at a loss. It has started so poorly that I don't even think you could have anticipated this type of thing going on when you see the team on paper. I think we've seen better starts from this team when you had essentially Rockford playing. I am pulling up right now. See, this is how unprepared I am. I don't even have things that I need to discuss about what is going on through the first four games of the season ready. But as I'm recording, there's still 5 minutes left in the third against the Islanders, which quite frankly has been their best game of the season for the first 40 minutes of the game. That's the first issue that this team has. It is an issue that isn't new to this year. It is an issue that has been following this team for seasons, including the Quenneville era. So don't start thinking that this is something that's new, that it's all on Colleton. This team cannot play a full 60-minute game. It's just almost like it's impossible for them. It's not in their DNA. It is not in their vocabulary of 60 minutes. It's just, it's not there. You see, pulling up these games right here. Colorado, the first 10 minutes was the entire game was in the offensive zone for the Hawks, or defensive zone for the Hawks. 5 minutes in, there was their first goal. Then 6 minutes, they were down 2-0. Within the first 10 minutes of the game, they're down 3-0. Then you go to New Jersey. Which, again, sorry, I apologize for delaying here, but like I just spur the moment recording right here. New Jersey, 17 seconds into the game, they let up their first goal. Now Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is another one that was just absolutely terrible. Let's see when the first goal was scored there. 15 seconds in, second goal within 5 minutes and 33 seconds. Third goal within 11 minutes. Fourth goal, 11 minutes and 25 seconds. So not only are they off to terrible starts, they are just not being able to put this all together. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to keep apologizing because I'm going to keep rambling here because it's just the frustration on this team is just, it's just off the walls. This is a good team. This is a team that is built to win. And for whatever reason, they are just not being able to pull together. Then you have the New York Islanders game today that the first 40 minutes, this team absolutely dominated the Islanders. But of course, you are going to see Sorokin, who for some reason, when the Hawks face young goalies or, you know, goalies who have been, you know, are kind of have seen their better days. Barmoloff is another perfect example of this. They just absolutely pepper him with shots, absolutely dominate him. And he just pulls the horseshoe, just shoves it right up his ass, and just continues to just keep the Hawks off the board. I mean, and it's like at some points too, it's like, you know what? It's early on in the season. It's an 82-game season. This would be a completely different story. This is a 56-game schedule like last year. They have plenty of time to make this up. They have plenty of time to right the ship. I think everybody on Twitter and like social media and just everywhere, let's be honest, it's an overreaction. People are overreacting to the first four games of the season because they have been fed a rebuild, and now they're giving fed the rebuild. Now they've been giving the playoff team, and they're not performing. You're looking at a team that's entirely new, put together. You have six members of this team that are brand new that have not been with this club. You have a bunch of young kids coming up, filling in the blanks. There's going to be growing pains. Now, how far do you take those growing pains and how far do you allow them to go? I think that's the million-dollar question. So another thing that is really, really frustrating me, and I don't know how to react to it, is the hashtag fire Carlton, hashtag fire Jeremy crowd. This guy, I agree. I think Carlton has the potential to be a great head coach. I don't think that he was ready to take over from Q. I think he was thrown in at the wrong time. He hasn't had a chance to develop his coaching identity yet. I mean, he's been winning at, you know, the AHL level and overseas and all that, but that's a completely different story than coming up to the NHL. And he is so young that he just hasn't had a chance to really hone the type of coach he's going to be at the highest level that this game has to offer. Do I think now, after the way this four-game season has started, that there is some justification to the hashtag fire Carlton? I mean, yeah, I'm not going to say no. I'd be lying if I say no. That would just be more of me being a Carlton guy trying to, you know, stick by my guy. Like a lot of people stuck with, well, Q is a bad, that's a bad example for Q. But anyway, I think he is going to get fired. I don't know if it's going to be after tonight's game. I don't know if it's going to be after this week or what. What's it going to take for him to be fired? I think it is going to come this season. I don't see him finishing out this year as the Chicago Blackhawks head coach, unless they go on some miracle run starting with their next game on Thursday, I believe it is. I'm so unprepared for this episode. Sorry, guys. I really apologize. Yeah, Thursday. But here's my million-dollar question to everybody that is tweeting out hashtag fire Carlton. And again, remember, I agree that he probably is going to get fired. I agree that he probably should get fired. He is over his head with this team, and it is too talented of a roster to wait too long to make a change, shuffling up. And unfortunately, you can't fire the team. You got to fire the coach. But here's my legitimate question to all of you part of that crowd, and I would love to hear who you guys would do this for. You fire Carlton, who are you replacing him with? All the great coaches that would fit what this team does, they're on teams. They're either assistant coaches, they're head coaches. You're going to put Mark Crawford at head coach? Get the fuck out of here. Who? That's what I love to know. I would love to know who you think is going to do a better job than Carlton, and do not take the easy way out and say anybody would be better than Carlton, because that's absolutely not true. The shitty thing is here is that Stan, who brought Carlton in way too early because he had to prove to a point that he was the head guy in charge and he wanted to put his coach into the system and to show that he can do it on his own and that he didn't need Q, he didn't all this, blah, blah, blah. He's not going anywhere, unfortunately, because he bought himself at least another coach with all these roster moves he made. And in the end, is this team really going to improve and show what they can do with the same management in place? I mean, if I'm Rocky, I'm cleaning house. Like, what has Stan done since being swept by the Predators that have given him the right to get extended a promotion, to fire a coach and bring a new one in, to fire that coach? Enough's enough with Spoelman. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care. I love this roster he put together, but clearly there's an issue top to bottom, whether it's the head coach or management. Something needs to change. Hey, NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? Well, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, a chicken dinner. It is that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with daily DraftKings Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code THPN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wage required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And at the same time, you cannot put all this blame on the coach. You have to put, these players have to take responsibility. These players need to accept the fact that they're just playing dog shit. They're leaving Fleury out to drive Fleury. Some of the goals that he's let up have not been great goals. I don't know if he just, his heart's not in it because he even questioned if he wasn't going to play this year. I don't know if he just doesn't know how to play with a team that's not completely stacked like his Penguin team and his Vegas teams. I don't know. It's frustrating. It is extremely frustrating. You have a team that has been outshot or outscored, 15-3, 5-on-5 this year. There is zero excuses. There are zero excuses for why this team's performing. But then again, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that it is early on a four game. You're in game four of 82. You're 0-3-1. You have a new team that's still trying to learn a new system. And to just go out and fire your coach right away before this team can even get a chance to learn their system of their new coach, they're going to learn another system of another coach. I don't see anything good happening for the Hawks. I don't see a fix right now. The main thing is you have to stick it out with Colleton. I think that you have to give him a shot to mold this team a little bit. And I know a lot of you are going to think that's like the worst possible response or worst possible thing you can do. But I would love to hear what everybody else thinks that the Hawks should do in this situation. I would love to know, do you fire the coach? Do you fire Stan? Do you clean house and move guys that you just picked up? What do you want to see the Hawks do this year or upcoming to fix this and try to salvage the season? I hate even trying to salvage the season because the season is still salvageable. It's 4 of 82. You got 78 more games. Oh, man. I am just trying to see if there's any other news here. Well, and Whistle got the goal. So I missed that because I decided to record. But this is going to be a super short episode. I needed to vent a little bit. I didn't know really what I was going to say this week, if I was going to even record this week without Tanner. But in all honesty, if you have listened to this mumbling and venting and just completely disorganized, chaotic episode, I would love for you to tell me what you guys think needs to be done. And if your response is to fire Colleton, I would love to know who you think needs to be the one to take his spot. Like legitimate coaching options. Not the, oh, it could be anybody. I don't know. I think that that's going to probably do it. I just need to vent a little bit. I'm sure we're going to have plenty to talk about when Tanner gets back, which checks the notes. I have no idea when he gets back. So who knows? Maybe the Hawks go on a win streak before he gets back and we'll forget about all this. But yeah, I guess a couple things that I think right away here is the team needs to just simplify their game a little bit, especially in this Islanders game. They were just trying to make one too many passes. They need to get pucks on net, pucks to the net, bodies to the net, make some chaos in front of the net. Got to do a much better job in our defensive zone. I don't think Connor Murphy has looked great this year. I think he is taking a step back. I think he was going in such a good direction the past couple seasons that now it's just, I don't know what he's doing. Seth Jones, no matter what you guys want to say, anti-Hawk fans or Hawk fans who didn't like the deal, he hasn't been an issue. He has looked good. He has been there. He is so close. He had an opportunity today to score a goal with a little 2-on-1 with Kaner, and I just wanted that goal so bad. Just the big middle fingers up to all his critics. I don't know. All I do know is that there's a lot of hockey, and if something doesn't get figured out between now, Thanksgiving, I wish Nolly was still on the show. He always had that stat about teams in the playoffs by American Thanksgiving, the percentage of them that makes the playoffs. That's the true deadline. Is if you're not in a playoff position by Thanksgiving, you've got to do something. And yeah, I don't know. So if you have listened this far, I thank you for allowing me to vent. Again, I apologize it for no organization whatsoever. I wasn't going to record, and then I just, after it became 3-0, I had to get some things off my chest. But we will be back very soon. So this is episode 156-7. I don't even know anymore. We're just calling this the vent. So make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. Tell us what you like. Even if you don't like us, still give us a 5-star review, and then you can still tell us what you don't like in the comment, you know, balance it out. Subscribe to us or follow us on Spotify. Follow us on whatever podcast app you Android users use. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for full episodes of our podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the Hockey Podcast Network YouTube channel, THPN. The Hockey Podcast Network. Yeah, sorry. lots of cool stuff coming there. I just did a live watch along with Neil from Devil State of Mind podcast on last Friday. Over 1,000 of you tuned in. It was awesome. I really appreciate that. A lot of support. I love it. Going to be doing that again soon. Going to be a lot of cool content going onto that YouTube channel that I cannot wait to get going and talk to you guys about. Make sure to use the DraftKings promo code THPN for all sorts of free goodies. And just show some love on social media at WCB Podcast, at HockeyPodNet. Buy our merch, shop WCBP.com or shop or WCBP.shop, two ways, through January or just I'm so fucking tired. Through the end of October, code BENDERS13 for 13% off all of our merch on our site. Let us know what you want on there. I just kind of threw some stuff together. We'll get some other stuff up there, but yeah. Hopefully it'll be better days. I don't know. I'm going to stop rambling. Again, I apologize for the vent episode and no organization and just word vomiting everything I said today, but I gotta get it out there. So, all right. So for Jerem and Tanner, who's away, we will see you on the next one. Love you, boys.
The Windy City Benders Podcast. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And follow the boys on socials at WCB Podcast.